כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
השם ימלך לעולם ועד. We are coming to the climax of Oziyoshe. Hashem yimloich le'olam vo'ed. There are two peirushim in this pasuk. We'll start with a peirush of the Ramban. It is a statement that our greatest will is that the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always be revealed. What that means is, we are saying over the words that Klal Yisrael said when they were on the shores of the Yam Suf. And the right way to do it is really to try to close your eyes and just imagine yourself standing there. A slave nation that were being tortured, afflicted, the children were being killed. They had no day, no night, no family life. Lechem Oini. And suddenly comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the 10 Makos and takes them out of Mitzrayim. And not only that, we are standing by the shores and we're watching the most powerful nation in the world that had full control over us, dead on the Yam Suf. None of them remained. Not only that, all the wealth is by us. From being the most unfortunate nation in the world, the victims of the tyranny of the kingdom that was so powerful, that just turned us into machines, building machines. We have been transformed to the most exalted people in the world. We recognize not only are we not the slaves of the mean, cruel Paro and nation of Mitzrayim, but we are the nation of Nochisa b'chastecho, tremendous chasodim of Hashem, ad yavo amcho Hashem, ad yavo mzukhanisa. We recognize we are Hashem's only nation. We are the nation that Hashem put together and created and built. Could you imagine that exalted feeling that Klal Yisrael had? Suddenly the world comes into a completely different perspective. From being this world of evil, of suffering, of feelings of being neglected, we become the most exalted people of the world, the people that the whole laws of nature have been changed to save us. The nation that now the entire world recognizes. Shomu Ami Yogozin, all the powerful people over the world were aware of Kriyas Yam Suf. And they were all in fright. We are the most powerful. And more than that, we are the most cherished. We have Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. We have our dear God who's with us. And when we suddenly our eyes opened up to the clarity of the Malchus Hashem, this is Geula. This is the way the world should be. We are in our position of Kilvus Elikim in greatness. And the whole world is just in fear of the cherished nation of Hashem. And fear of the Midas Adin of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which they deserve to be smitten with. From that state, we say, Hashem Yivloich Lo'ilam Vo'ed, our deepest desire is this should remain forever, this revelation. Not so much, it's our personal gain. That's also something, but we're not talking about it. We're not saying we should be the most powerful. We're nothing. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yivloich Lo'ilam Vo'ed. We want the greatness of Hashem to be recognized by the entire world. We'll also gain from it, but we're nothing. We are just subordinates. With that makes our greatness. But if we would have said, Hashem Yilok Leilu, the Klal Yisrael, you are Chazokim, we should be the most powerful, we missed the point. All we need is a Malchus of Hashem. And the Mail, everything fits into place. And this is something we try to strengthen every day of our lives. We don't see it 100%. There's a lot of beautiful things happening in our day and age, but there's a lot of challenges and hardships, both in general for Klal Yisrael and everyone's personal life. We always have to remind ourselves, picture that, standing on the shore and seeing suddenly all the trials, the tribulations, sorrows had their purpose. And here we are, the glorified nation, the nation that has been taken out of the bondage of Mitzrayim into the Geula, the nation that's about to receive the Torah HaKadosh. And if we put that mind frame, whatever we're going for, we're still in Golas. But this is what we're yearning for. Hashem Yimelech Lo'ilam Void. Those who are with Hashem, even in Golas, soon when the Geula is going to come, can be in state of the true Kovod, Netzach, eternal Kovod, eternal goodness. Because now is the time to think of it, even though we're in the time of year that we're thinking about the Golas, but it had to go together. While we think about the Golas, it's a time to yearn for those good old days. We say that even in the Kinnis. We always remind ourselves how wonderful it was when we had that Gula and how much we're looking forward to the coming Gula. And with that, we have strength to go through everything in life and this period of time also to appreciate. Yes, it's a time we're limiting our pleasures. Soon it's going to be Chodesh Av, Mishnah Nichnas Av, and Matim B'Simcha. It's all because we recognize if we're not going to yearn for better, we're not going to yearn for the Hashem Yimelech Lo'ilam Voed, then we're going to stay where we are. May we be zeicher to yearn for the true Gilu Malchus Hashem, the revelation of Hashem's Malchus. May we yearn that all the nations of the world revert back to that state of fear for Hashem and His values, all the tumah that's in the world, all the glut of information that is just taking up people's lives away from them. All the nonsense people are involved in, non-stop, all shtusim of the Amim, the Goyishan nations. We want to be the nation that's focused in every second of our life, using it in a beautiful pleasure, and it's a pleasure. The pleasure of feeling that we are the lofty nation of Hashem. We are the lofty nation doing His mitzvahs. We're the lofty nation that care for one another. We are the lofty nation that has time for our children. And we'll do everything we can to bring them up properly, care for them. Yet Hashem, the lofty nation that's still yearning for the Kibbutz Goliath and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Yolam Meir Yomeir.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111